こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、 NASA と ESA が共同で小惑星に宇宙船を衝突させ、小惑星の軌道がどう変化するか観察するミッションに着手しようとしています。対象となるのは幅750メートルのディディモスと幅160メートルのディディムーンという小惑星です。2020年10月にロケットを打ち上げ、2年後の2022年5月に到着。その後、対象の小惑星の分析のために複数の小さな衛星をリリースし、さらに小惑星の表面に探査機を送ります。2022年10月には ESA の宇宙船 AIM が100キロメートルほど離れた安全地帯から見守る中、300キロほどの NASA の宇宙船 DART を小惑星に衝突させます。
NASA and the ESA have made plans to crash a spacecraft into an asteroid in order to observe any changes in its trajectory. The mission's target will be a 750-meter wide asteroid called Didymos, and its 160-meter across companion Didymoon, which orbits Didymos. Once arriving, multiple small satellites will be deployed in order to observe the impact, in addition to the AIM spacecraft eventually descending down to the surface for further analysis. NASA's 300-kilogram DART spacecraft will be used as the impact projectile, with ESA's AIM spacecraft observing from a safe distance of 100 kilometers.
そう、まだ資金集め中らしいんだけど、まあリアルアルマゲドンだよね。なんかさ、この間思ったんだけど、毎回毎回アルマゲドンって言うじゃん私。
Yeah.
他になんかないのかよって聞いてる人思ってそう。
Deep Impact was a good movie.
I don't even remember.やっぱアルマゲドンがさ一番多分強烈に残ってんだろうね、頭に。なんか
Why is that?
わかんない、ベンアフレックがイケメンだったから。
I think movies that you watch during that age period are more influential too.
絶対そうだと思う。10代の時何回も見ても全然飽きないし、
Like movies you see these days, you're not really gonna bring it up 10 years from now.
しかもすぐ忘れちゃうんだよね、今見てもなんかもうそんなにいいやみたいな感じで、
mm.
Anyway、そう、面白いよね。だからこれ軌道の変化を見るついでに、その小惑星の表面とか中身も分析しちゃうみたいな、一石二鳥的なプロジェクトなんだけど。
So they haven't fixed all the details for this mission yet, right?
まあなんか今話したところぐらい。
It's interesting. This DART spacecraft, it weighs 300 kilos.For the sole purpose of weighing 300 kilos.
Yeah.
Right?
当てるだけだもんね。
Yeah. And, you know, usually what they're doing with space missions is making everything as light as possible.
Right, right.
Right? So it's kind of a weird, it's different in that respect,
yeah.
I guess.
そうで、当たり前なんだけど、この小惑星に DART を当てた時に、あの地球の方に向かってこないようにはちゃんと計算しますって書いてあった。
I hope so.
そんなおっちょこちょいあるって感じ。
Do you know how far away from Earth Didymos will actually be?
ね、距離は書いてなかった。でも2年かかる、2年だからそんなにめちゃくちゃ遠いってわけでは全然ないよね。
And they're probably waiting for it to come close to Earth before doing this mission.You know, it wouldn't make sense to
wait until
to send spacecraft to something that's extremely far away. But how bad would it be if they redirect this thing's trajectory and it comes back around 30 years later and it's like it's the thing now that we have to actually stop?
もうそうするとなんかさ、タイムトラベルとかの話になるよね。 We have to go back in time and stop it.
Yeah.
Stop this stupid project.
I don't know. I think time travel has higher barriers than redirecting an asteroid.
I guess.
I'd like to see them try some, what do you call it? Like, it's like a gravitational tractor beam sort of thing. If you have something heavy and you just fly alongside the meteor for long enough,
引っ張っていくってこと?
it'll...、 change its trajectory a little bit.
Yeah.
Or they could deliver they could try explosives. I don't know. Some of that might be kind of controversial.
そうだね。次。アメリカでは2020年までに労働力の大半が10代後半から30代半ばのミレニアル世代になると言われています。ベビーブーム世代と違い、社会的に働くことや年功序列を敬遠するミレニアル世代の人材を確保するため、企業は大きさを問わず変革を迫られています。会計事務所大手の PWC では、社員の取引先への出向に関して効率化し、社員が無駄に拘束されることがないよう計らったり、マッキンゼーでは有給の他に1年に5から10週間会社を休むことができ、その間給料は出ませんが、福利厚生などは変わらず受けられます。また評価の際に数字で評価を表すのをやめたり、評価の頻度を上げて昇格や昇給のチャンスを増やす企業も増加しています。GE ではこれまでのトップダウンの経営から社員やチームが決定権を持つ形にシフトしています。
It is expected that most of the workforce in the United States will consist of millennials, currently between the ages of 15 and 35. Due to the fact that, unlike the baby boomer generation, millennials are relatively uninterested in long hours and traditional ladder-climbing structure in corporations, companies will need to adapt in order to attract capable workers. For example, at PwC, a major accounting firm, adjustments have been made to give employees more consideration with regards to commute time visiting clients, and at McKinsey, they have decided to give employees between 5 and 10 weeks of vacation time. Additionally, approaches towards employee evaluation are changing as well, becoming less numerically based and more holistic. Also, by increasing the frequency of evaluation, companies are creating more opportunities for promotion. Following the trend of employees having greater freedom, General Electric seems to be shifting its top-down corporate structure towards one that gives teams more autonomy.
So,
For that first part, it's expected that most of the workforce in the United States will consist of millennials between 15 and 35. That's by the year 2020.
So, 面白いよね。これ結構なんか
We're taking over.
そう、日本の会社と外資の違いみたいな、の外資の良さみたいなのをもっとさらに引き伸ばすみたいな、だから
Japan doesn't seem to be making these adaptations anywhere near the rate that they're happening in the US.
新しい会社はもしかしたらそういう取り組みしてるとこもあると思うんだけど、結構でも大手のやっぱり古い会社はあんまり見ないしよね。
Yeah.
この GE のトップダウンの経営からもうちょっと個人に決定権を上げるとかっていうのもやっぱりかなり感じる。その海外の会社と仕事ずっとしてて、急に日本の会社と仕事するとやっぱ一番の違いは決定権のなさ。だから個人個人が決定権が全くないから、会議しててもあ、じゃあ部長に確認しますとか、でその部長がハンコをしたらまたその上の人がハンコをして、その上の人がハンコをして、で戻ってくるまでにもう 1,2 週間かかっちゃうみたいな。
A lot of meetings.
そうだから、会議中には何も決められないんだよね、結局。だから会議の後にそのハンコを押す作業が待ってるから、スピード力が全然違う。あとその、まあ、PWC みたいに結局そのクライアント先に出社するのが月曜日の朝だと辛いから、別に午後でも仕事に影響ないんだったら午後でいいやとか、そういう風にしてるらしくて、まあいいよね別にそれでと思う。私はそういう風に仕事してたけど、なんか私が仕事した時は月間の勤務時間が決まってんのね。月に何時間はミニマムで働かなきゃいけませんよっていう。だから昨日2時間多く働いたら今日別にちょっと遅く来てもいいし、
Right.
とか、なんか先週いっぱい残業したから今週は早く帰ろう、定時より早く帰っちゃえとか。でも別にプラマイでゼロだったら問題ないっていう。
Yeah, yeah, I like that this is all going on. I think new companies have had different standards for a while, but this is the first time we're really seeing these much larger companies, some of the largest companies, make similar changes, and it's simply because the labor market, people don't want to work for these old companies.
Right.
So you have all these super talented people that are not buying into your brand name anymore.
Mm.
They're actually looking at, you know, what's the work environment like? Where,
right.
you know, what's my life going to be like?
Right.
You know, that's why places like Apple and Google have been able to attract so many talented people.
So 面白いよね。なんかこのミレニアル世代も日本のゆとり世代もちょっと傾向が似てるじゃん。そんなに死にそうに頑張りたくない。そんななんか私生活に支障をきたそうと頑張りたくないとかさ。なんかそんな残業毎日何十時間してまでお金欲しくないとか、そういう子が増えてきてるみたいな。まあそうすると確かに企業も変わらない。
But those people generally are on the receiving end of all kinds of criticism here.
そうね。
Whereas
まあちょっとマシになってきたと思う。なんかその前の方が、何年か前の方がやっぱなんかゆとり世代は頑張らないみたいな、やる気がないみたいな怒られてたけど、最近もうちょっとなんかこう、まあ別にそれでもいいじゃんっていう。
Well, how long can you complain for, you know?
Yeah, right. そうね、そういう傾向があることはもう仕方ないというか、あるからね。
Yeah, it's
まあ価値観が違うわけだからね、仕方ないというか人それぞれだよね、それは好みの問題。
This metrics-based evaluation thing is kind of interesting. This idea that it's becoming less metric-based, like less based on, you know, how many of these did you sell or how many?
Oh, it was more like なんかその grading system の話だった。
Yeah.
So like.According to to some survey, millennials said that they don't want 3. なんか5段階とか7段階とか評価で、まあ、5段階かな。で3だったら、まあ、average 普通ちゃんとできてますみたいな。でもそういうなんか数字で言わないでほしいみたいなのが多いらしくて、もっとちゃんとなんか文章というか普通に会話してくれみたいな。
It's kind of parallel to some changes thatpeople are advocating in education or acceptance to universities.
Right.
It's like the test score problem.
そうだね。
Right.
そうね。あの、成績とかテストの点とかも数字にする必要あるのかみたいなね。
And I think companies are realizing that, that the error in these tests, I mean, it's just simply not taking into account a lot of things that are actually valuable.For
right.
the business.
Right.
So,
本当そうだね。
So, I think even the way that business is being taught, you know, management is being taught is going to have to change as well.
Right.
Or probably already is changing.
そうね。だからなんかその、何、こういうものだから仕方ないみたいのを多分若者の方が諦められない。諦めきれない。だからその、本当は月曜の朝に2時間かけてクライアント先に行く必要ないけど、そういうもんだからごめん行ってみたいなのを、なんでみたいな、なんでそんなこと我慢しなきゃいけないんだっていう。
And it's the retirement thing. I think that's really what bugs the millennial generation. It's like, oh, you know, you're gonna be able to retire and live your life then.
Oh yeah.
Like nobody buys that shit anymore.
Yeah, そうだね。
It's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
そうだね。
That sounds so ridiculous to people our age.
Cell Biology に掲載された研究で、私たちが誰を魅力的だと感じるかは遺伝要因よりも環境要因が大きいと発表されました。研究では3万5000人に顔写真を見せて魅力度を数字でランクしてもらいました。ものすごく魅力的やものすごく醜いと多くの人にランクされる特定の顔がある一方で、その間の顔に関しては完全に人それぞれでした。547組の一卵性の双子と214組の二卵性の双子にも同じ実験をしましたが、どちらとも双子の間で美の基準が同じということはありませんでした。研究チームによると、私たちの美の基準はこれまで見た映画や周りの人々、遺伝子などいろいろな要素で構成されているとのことです。
A new study published in the journal Cell Biology has found that our environment may play a greater role than our genes in determining what sort of appearances we find attractive. The researchers showed faces to 35,000 participants, asking them to rate each person by their attractiveness. While some of the faces were highly polarizing among respondents, most of the faces shown to participants received highly varied responses. A similar experiment was conducted with 547 pairs of identical twins and 214 pairs of non-identical twins, and in both experiments, responses to faces were highly varied, suggesting that environmental factors trump genetics. The research team concluded that our standards or expectations for beauty are likely determined by a combination of the movies we watch, the people that surround us, our genes, and many other factors.
そう、まあだから絶対的な基準はないっていうことだよね。最近なんか自分の中でもメディア的にもなんか流行ってんだけど、このトピック。なんかその誰が可愛いとか誰が可愛くないとかそういうのは本当にもう人それぞれだから。
Who's someone that everyone agrees?
なんかね、それも面白くて、例えばアンジェリーナ・ジョリーとか、とかミーガン・フォックスとか、なんかこうすごい美人だねって言われる人ほど、大好きっていう人と大嫌いっていう人に分かれるみたいな。でまあまあまあ可愛いんじゃないみたいな人の方が嫌いっていう人はいなかったりするんだよね。それもなんか面白いよね。すごい好かれるとすごい嫌われるがどっちもあるか、まあまあみたいな。
more than like what determines the standards or expectations for beauty in the individual, I'm interested in what's behind the consensus. Do you know what I mean?
逆に?
Yeah, what's behind the consensus?
まあ、
Why
cultural.
do we all agree that this person?
そう、それ不思議だよね。なんかさ、首長族っているじゃん。首に輪っかつけてこう長くしてる人たち。あそこはさ、首が長ければ長いほどこういい、綺麗とされるわけじゃん。でも日本とか例えばこの日本の島ではそれはアプライしないわけじゃん。とかさ、そういうなんか文化によっても全然違う。
But there probably is like, I mean, if your neck's too short, then if your neck's like too long, people are gonna have some response to that.
Maybe.
Right?
But then to us, they do have really long necks. So.I mean. あとなんかあのネットでさ一人のなんかすっぴんの白人の女性の顔をいろんな国の人たちにフォトショップして綺麗にしてくださいっていうなんかプロジェクトがあるじゃん。それとかも全然違うじゃん国によって、
yeah.
なんか確か最近見たやつだとこうなんかアジアのなんかフィリピンとかだともうすっぴんっぽい感じ、もうそのままで綺麗ですみたいな。でも南米とか行くとすごいなんか化粧濃かったりとか、全然、あと化粧の仕方も全然違うし、どこを何スタンドアウトさせたいかも違うし、なんか面白いよね。
Yeah, countries all deal with this stuff in a very different way.
Yeah, なんか日本とかもさ、なんか
Some of the stuff like thatthey show on TV here is completely unacceptable in other countries.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, this girl's cute. Like, we have, on this side of the room, we have all the cute girls. On this side of the room, we have all the busaiku.
そう、そうなの。
And let's, like, figure out what's going on.
本当そうなの。
They do this stuff. 普通に、like,
そう、日本のテレビ、そうやって勝手に決めるよね。なんか、美人、可愛いと可愛くないを。
And no one can really, like,question it,
そうなの、
like.
そう本当そうクエスチョンできないの。でなんかそれをクエスチョンすると KY 空気読んでないってことに勝手にされちゃう。だからそうなんかそのテレビ作ってる人の好みじゃんそんなの。
What's wrong with KY? What's wrong with that?
ね。
Why is it bad?
最近ねそれなんか Facebook でも書いてる人多いんだよね。その日本の
What's wrong with KY?
そう日本のその KY が完全に悪っていう考えがこう生きづらくさせてるんじゃないかみたいな。だから KY って言ってもいいけどたまには空気読まないであえていてもいみんなアクセプトしてよみたいな、っていうのを最近言ってる人よく見る。
I feel like KY is being like I understand having a like a good sense of like social situations and, you know, that sort of thing. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But KY is being applied to all kinds of stuff where it's like, that's not negative. Like, that's not like,
そうなんだよね。
That's not a problem.
そうなの。だからなんかそのみんなで、あ、この人ブスだねとか言ってテレビで言ってる時に、え、別に私そんな風に思わないけどとか言ったらもう KY ってことになるじゃん。なんかテレビを分かってないみたいな。でも誰が決めたんだろうね。その
I think
作ってる人の基準じゃない
if you don't watch a lot, if you don't watch Japanese TV, you're going to become this KY person, right? Inevitably,
そうだ、ね、
it will happen,
そう
right?
でたまになんかそのサイエンティストとかあとなんか真面目な人でテレビ見て育ってない人とかがゲストに出てたりするとなんか笑い物になっちゃうじゃん KY みたいな分かってない人みたいな分かってない素朴な人扱いみたいな、うん、そうそうでなんかね不思議だよねだからそうするとやっぱり若い子とかってさそれを見てあこういうのは美人なんだこういうのはブサイクなんだって思っちゃうじゃんそういう絶対的なものなんだって勘違いしちゃうじゃん。
Yeah, it's a form of education.
Yeah, そう本当にそう。
It's a form of education.
It is education.
And you know if you're some kid and you're sitting at home, it's like you're learning, you're being programmed.
Yeah.
This is reality. These people are ugly. These people are ugly.
そう。
Learn it. It's weird.
そうでなんかこう。綺麗なモデルとなんか芸人とかタレントの女性が出てる時にこうモデルの方はすごい大事に扱ってで芸人とかタレントさんの方はなんかどうでもいい扱いとかをわざとしたりしてでなんかそれでいいみたいな可愛い子は大事にしなきゃいけないけど可愛くないって自分が思ったらなんか変なこと言ったり傷つけてもいいみたいな風にさ
some people
小学生とか思っちゃうよね
just based on their occupation they're like notworthy of respect and we all agree
はあ女優さんとかはあモデルすごいねとかさ、
yeah.
面白いよねなんか職業なんて何万個もあるのにさ、weird stuff
次 New research published in Psychological Science suggests that internal conflict resulting from an attempt to conceal psychological biasHas the strange side effect of altering one's perception of time. The researchers conducted a study involving 40 white students who were asked to complete a survey that would measure their motivation to control bias. The students then participated in a temporal discrimination task during which they were shown a geometric shape followed by either another geometric shape, a black face, or a white face. The first image was shown for 600 milliseconds.And the second image was shown for either 300 or 1,200 milliseconds. The researchers found that students who were motivated to control bias would mistake the short time periods for longer ones, and that students who were not concerned with bias did not. Moskowitz and his colleagues wrote the following in their paper. Ironically, people trying to suppress the appearance of bias are most likely to display this form of implicit bias.Because of their motivation to control prejudice, induces race-related arousal.
Psychological Science に掲載された研究によると、自分の偏見を隠そうとする心理的な葛藤が起きると、時間の感じ方が変わることが分かりました。チームは実験の前に40人の白人の学生にアンケートを行い、人種に関する偏見を持っているかどうかを分析しました。実験ではまず幾何学模様を 0.6 秒間見せた後に別の幾何学模様か黒人か白人の顔のいずれかを 0.3 秒間または 1.2 秒間見せました。偏見がある学生は 0.3 秒間しか見ていないものを 1.2 秒間見たと勘違いする傾向があったのに対し偏見がない学生にはそうした勘違いは起きませんでした。論文では以下のように述べられています。皮肉なことに偏見があることを隠そうとする人こそこのように偏見を持っていることを示してしまいます。これは偏見をどうにかしようとして人種に対して敏感に反応してしまうためです。面白いね。
Yeah. And this study has really practical implications for the way that we understand a lot of situations but specifically law enforcementBecause let's say, for example, kind of a stereotypical case, but let's say you have a white police officer and the suspect is a minority, whether he's black or Mexican or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to cause this race-related arousal in some people.
Right.
And that race-related arousal will alter their perception of time, significantly alter it.
Mm.
So the amount of time that the police officer will give this minority member in order to respond to his demands is going to feel a lot longer to the police officer than it really is. So that what the end result of that is that minorities will be given a much shorter amount of time to respond to a police officer.
That's crazy.
Before getting shot for no reason.
そっかそっか.
Because the time, the race-related arousal, I mean, if you can mistake 300 milliseconds for 1,200 milliseconds, then, you know, that's four times longer.
そうね. 0.3 秒と 1.2 秒って結構違うよね. 確かに.
Yeah. And people that answered that survey and displayed no motive to conceal this sort of a bias had no problem with this.
Right.
It's only the people that did have this sort of a bias. And if you work in law enforcement, you might have this bias, whether it's from your experiences or stories from other officers, or maybe you don't, but I think a lot of them do.
そうね. だから 手を挙げろとかさ 止まれとか言った時に
even though
一瞬しか経ってないのに 1秒2秒経ったって思っちゃうかもしれないってことだよね.
And it makes sense, because if you identify, if there's some sort of a threat, if you're in a excited or aroused state, let, I'm talking like way back, thousands of years ago, human evolution, this time slowing down effect is very beneficial to someone who needs to have a very immediate reaction, needs to act quick. Not acting quickly when you're in this aroused state will lead to your death.
Yeah.
Potentially, right?
Right.
But yeah, that could be the source of a major bias experienced by minorities who deal with law enforcement, which I thought was pretty interesting. It's not that often that there's such a clear case to demonstrate why one of these studies would be that relevant.
Right. 面白いね. なんかもうちょっと大きい規模で research してみてほしいよね.
Mm-hmm. I think we kind of talked about this last week though, in an indirect sense, when we were talking about how if you travel somewhere, it feels like you were there for so much longer, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of a similar thing, because previous studies have confirmed that this arousal time relationship exists, regardless of race.
なんか知らない場所に行くときとかね. Yeah. 行きはどこに行く、どうやって行くのか分かんないとき、行きはすごい時間かかるように感じるけど、
yeah.
帰りはもう分かってるから早く感じるよね。
Yeah. And here's what I was thinking is, yeah, we have clocks, we have things that track the time for us, right?
Yeah.
And you say, oh, well, it's just an illusion. Yeah. Oh, it's just your perception of time. But for you, in your life, this time perception is the most, that's more important.
Yeah.
That's way more important for sure. Than what some clock says, because it's about your experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
So you could be 40 years old and have perceived more time than someone who's, you know, 60, simply because of your lifestyle. Right?
Yeah. So, 私はだから、そう、 なんかこう人生を引き延ばせる と思ってる そういうふうに やっていけば
yeah.
<laughs> 同じ年数でも
I say that this is real, you know.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what Einstein said? I always thought that's what he kind of decided.
No, Einstein wasn't really in the field of psychology. He didn't really say that, but it is sort of like relativity.
Yeah.
It's relativity in the sense that we all experience time very differently at the same time.
I don't even know if it's psychological. Like, I don't even want to think that it's psychological. It is
psychological, but your experience is the only thing that exists for you.
Right.
Right.
It's like you can have your own time, you know, and it's, no one can be like, oh, like your life was actually shorter than you felt. You know, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. That's the trick. The real thing that matters with time is how long you perceive it to be.
Yeah. 本当にそうだね。
Who cares if it wasn't that amount of time?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of a weird idea. I'm sure this will come back up repeatedly in the future. So, intelligence agencies around the world can access your smartphone and spy on you, and there is very little you can do to stop it, according to Edward Snowden. For example, the UK's intelligence agency has a set of surveillance tools called Smurf Suite that enables them to turn the microphone in your smartphone on and listen to you, even if the phone itself is turned off. This particular tool is called Nosy Smurf. There is also Dreamy Smurf that enables spies to remotely turn your phone on or off, and Paranoid Smurf, which is a tool that helps agencies conceal the fact that they have taken over your phone. Even if it is taken in for service, technicians would not be able to determine that it has been tampered with. According to Snowden, the only thing these agencies need to do in order to gain access to your smartphone is to send it a special text message. Snowden describes it as follows. That's when a specially crafted message that's texted to your number like any other text message, but when it arrives at your phone, it's hidden from you. It doesn't display. You paid for the phone, but whoever controls the software owns the phone.
エドワード・スノーデンによると、世界中の情報機関はスマートフォンにこっそりアクセスする技術があり、消費者にはそれを防ぐ方法もほとんどないということです。例えばイギリスの情報機関は、スマーフスイートという監視ツールを持っており、その中でもノーゼースマーフという機能を使えば、スマートフォンのマイクを遠隔でオンにして会話を盗み聞きすることが可能で、これは電話の電源が切れていても可能です。他にも遠隔でスマートフォンの電源を入れたり切ったりできる Dreamy Smurf や情報機関が電話をコントロールしていることを持ち主や技術者から隠す Paranoid Smurf など様々な機能があります。情報機関がこうしたツールを使うためにはまずターゲットとなるスマートフォンにメールを送る必要があります。スノーデンによるとメールは送られてきても画面には表示されないため持ち主が気づくことはないということです。何ノーゼースマーフとかドリーミースマーフとか名前はめっちゃ可愛いんですけど全然中身が可愛くない。これスマーフのさ、
Smurf is so dreamy.
人にさ怒られないのかな
like lawsuit?
著作権っていうか can you not use the well, name みたいな。
You can't get sued for something that technically doesn't exist.
スマーフのイメージがさ変になるよね。
yeah
Paranoid Smurf.
Well, I don't know if Smurfs had the best image to begin with.
Well, it's cute, right? The blue ones.
Where are those things from? The Smurfs?
I don't know.
It seems like a European thing to me.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, I would assume that's... It looks like it's from Northern Europe or something like that, but I'm not sure at all.
And why are they blue?
I don't... Why are we...like this. I don't know. But Nosy Smurf. すごいよね。これさ、携帯がオフでもマイクをオンにできるっていう。
Yeah. I wonder, that sounds hard to believe to me. It's like, if shouldn't Apple make it so that that's not possible?
But aren't
they
these
should,
agencies
right?
supposed to be better than private companies?
But Apple makes the phone, right? They make the phone. And they could make it so that the microphone cannot be activated remotely. They could do that. So if that's not the case, then I would have to suspect that Apple worked with these government agencies to maintain that that access point, right? Which
is fucked up.
The next logical conclusion is, what the fuck, Apple, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, Android or whoever.
Yeah.
Google.
ね、どうなんだろうね。だからさ、その、まあ、マイクオンにして盗み聞きとか、カメラをオンにして盗撮するとかさ、
うん、
なんかたまには考えない？その今これ見られてるたらすごいなみたいな。Like I know that no one is watching me because I'm not.
You don't know that.
I'm not VIP, but
you don't know that.
You're
making yourself
still,
a target right now.
But still, you know, like, I'm sitting in front of the computer and, あの、MacBook だとさ、カメラが、こう、目の前にあるじゃん。
うん。
目線の。
うん。
And it's like, you know, to, just to imagine someone else just sitting,
well, if,
逆、あっち側 and
if there's like,
watching me.
You know, hundreds of videos of me beating off on some server somewhere, that's not my fault.
No,
it's
not.
It's their fault.
Yeah.You had every right to do that.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do with this kind of information.
ね、しかもそう、これさ、スノーデン教えてくれるのはいいけどさ、何もやりようがないもんね、こっちは。あ、そうなんだ、みたいな。
Well, he specifically said, like, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah. So it's like, okay.
Well, I think what needs to happen is we need to pressure these private corporations...to protect us from this sort of surveillance, or else we're not going to buy their shit. It's like, hey, now we know, and you know, now we know, and
でもさ、なんか
Apple needs and Google、
まあね、
needs to not let this stuff happen.
Right. まあでもさ、なんか民間企業にどこまで求めるかっていうのもあるじゃん。その一応イギリスとかってさ、民主主義だから、その逆に政府が普通に民衆が嫌だって思うことをやっているべきではないじゃん、もともとの超基本的な話だけど、
うん、
だからそれを、まあ、今までスノーデンが暴いてきたこととかもでもさ、いろんな IT 企業が you know, they got into troubles、
うん、
but まあなんかかわいそうといえばかわいそうな時もあるよね。 It's like, well, but the government forced us to do this and it's like
No, that doesn't, I don't knowI have no pity for companies that like cooperate with the government to spy on people. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Call them out. Where are the whistleblowers
at? そうだね、そうね。
Call them out. When that happened, Apple should have released an open letter like, hey,
right,
the government
right.
wants us to do some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And then it would have been fine. Because people would be like, what the fuck, government?
そうね。
I don't know.
で難しいよ。だって they have like
not that easy, but
because they have lobbyists, you know, working
It's just
really
that they
hard
don't...
every day to get close to the government, you know, so that they get the you know, 自分に有利になるpolicies とか。だからすごいそこで矛盾しちゃうもんね。なんかその人が頑張って毎日仕事してる中でさ、
yeah.
こっちで。ウィスブローしてる人もいるみたいなわけわかんないことになっちゃうじゃん。だからやっぱ、本当はねそれを政府がまず言わないことが一番いいんだけど、そんなのはもうできないもんね、これが存在しちゃう限り。
Yeah, this has to go away.
ね、
This has to go away. That's ridiculous that they can if they can turn the microphone on when the phone's off.
Yeah.
And you can't remove the battery either.
Yeah.
SoYou just have
どうにもなんないよね。
Use ガラケー or something。
でもネットがあるから本当に call out しようと思えば全然できるよね、今の時代。もう世界中の人に向けて公表しちゃうっていう、こんなこと言われた政府にっていう。
You know, there's all this talk from Obama about like whistleblower, like protecting whistleblowers and like all that sort of stuff like years ago.
Okay.
And this whole Snowden thing.
Yeah.
And Snowden's being treated like shit.
Yeah.
They will not pardon Snowden.
I know.
They won't pardon Snowden.
そう、なんか
彼は、ridiculous.
あれだよね、アメリカに帰ろうとしてるんだよね。でも帰る準備はできてますみたいな。
He'll never
で、その、
come back.
And he was like, その、まあ、自分がサジェストするケーキのレンジが多分彼の中であって、 それを交渉しようとしてるけど、まあ、アメリカ側から返事が来ないみたいなことをインタビューで最近のインタビューで言ってたみたいなんだけど、う
ん、What's Snowden doing right now? He's like on Twitter now. He's What is he?
Having interviews.
He's so relevant. Zutto
doing his own thing.
The government has so much stuff for him to like release.
Yeah, そうだ、本当そうだよ。
He never runs out of material.
だってさ、何年経った？もう。もうまあまあ経ってるよね。1年半とか2年とか。
At least, right?
Right? So.
And we still have this shit.
全然ネタが尽きないよね。めっちゃいっぱい持ってったんだろうね、情報を。
This is how you know these governments are just full of shit. You know, they say all this stuff like, okay, we're not going to do this. You know, like, we're going to change this.
Yeah.
And then, they, you know, nothing's changed. But they pretend that it did.
Right, right.
Yeah.
すごいね。Snowden. Twitter account.
He's the man. They're making a movie about him.
It's crazy that he'll have to go to... I mean, okay...なんかその、まあ、ジュリアン・サンジとかもそうだけど、こう何かを暴露することによって、まあ、スパイ活動している人とかの命が危険にさらされましたとかがあるわけじゃん。だからまあそれが違法だっていうのは、まあ、その確かに命の危険にさらされた人はすごいかわいそうだし、もちろん悪いと思うけど、なんかこの時点、この段階まで来てスノーデンをパーデンしないっていうのが意味が分かんない、もはや。
Well, the issue is、whatSnowden did was criminal,
right?
Technically,
right.
And so they don't want to set a precedent for more whistleblowers,
right?
You know, despite what they say about whistleblowers,
right.
The reality is they don't want any whistleblowers.
Right.
They want zero whistleblowers.
Yeah, but like we're not stupid. It's obvious to us. So just do it, you know? Because I mean, you can't just be like, I don't want it, so I'm not going to do
it.
But
once there's the, if they pardon Snowden and there's the precedent has been set for more people like Snowden to come out, and then because the reason why Snowden was able to do this is because he's such a smart dude. You know, there are people in whistleblower situations that aren't don't have the confidence that they're going to be able to navigate their way through it
right,
the way
right.
that Snowden was able to.
Right.
I mean, he did good. He's not dead. He's not in prison.
Nah.
I mean, he's in Russia. I mean, it could be better, but.Still, right?
Yeah, 本当に。
次、the 2015 Nobel Prize for Physics has been awarded to Takaaki Kajita and Arthur MacDonald for the discovery that neutrinos are able to oscillate, flipping from one type to another during flight. The discovery solved a long-standing mystery in physics where Earth-based detectors were detecting far fewer neutrinos.Than they should have. This led to speculation that there was a problem with the sun or even problems with their models. The detectors consist of facilities filled with huge volumes of fluid, and they're buried deep underground to eliminate interference. The facilities would then wait to record small flashes of light that occur when a neutrino interacts with an atom, which is quite rare due to their neutral charge and extremely small size.Professor Kajita made the following statement regarding the significance of the finding. We have been able to add to the world's knowledge at a very fundamental level. I think the significance is that clearly there is physics that is beyond the standard model. The confirmed oscillation of neutrinos had major implications. It meant that neutrinos have mass, which in turn means that they do not travel at the speed of light.Its contradiction with the standard model of particle physics also resulted in necessary revisions to our understanding of the universe and its eternal expansion.
Kajita Takaaki 氏とアーサー・マクドナルド氏がニュートリノ振動を実証し、ニュートリノが型を変えながら飛んでいることを発見したなどの功績を称えられ、今年のノーベル物理学賞を受賞しました。地球でニュートリノを観測すると、飛んできているはずの量の半分程度しか計測できず、長年の間物理学の分野で謎とされており、太陽の影響や観測のやり方に問題があるのではと推測を呼んでいました。観測装置は外部からの影響を避けるため大量の液体で満たされて地下深くに埋められており、ニュートリノが原子に触れた時にできる小さな光を記録します。梶田教授は以下のように述べています。 とても基礎的な部分で世界の知識を増やすことができました。物理学には標準模型を超えたものが確実に存在すると分かったことが大きな意味を持つと思います。ニュートリノ振動を確認したことによってニュートリノに質量があることが証明され、光の速度で飛んでいるわけではないことも分かりました。素粒子物理学の標準模型と矛盾しているため、人類の宇宙への理解および宇宙が膨張を続けているという理解に関して考え直す必要が出てきました。
Yep.
スーパーカミオカンデでしょ。
I knew you were gonna say that.
スーパーカミオカンデってさ、もう一回聞いたら忘れられないよね。それが 何であるかっていうことへの理解はまた別として、名前のこのなんかちょうどいい語呂の感じ。
Have you seen pictures of it?
Yeah.
Like the inside?
Yeah. That's crazy.
You have to use like a boat to get around.
That's crazy. 超でかいね。
It just looks so surreal. The inside of it. Because they have all these like strange spherical kind of reflective golden sensors, these light sensors,
right?
You know, because they're trying to detect these neutrinos, and then they have to put this thing in like a mine to cut out the interference.
Okay.
Because they only want the neutrinos, right?
Right.
And the, I don't know, those facilities are just mind-boggling to me, like that and like the Large Hadron Collider. You know, it's like cool. Yeah, they made like a glass bridge in China. But dude, the Large Hadron Collider is way crazy. Trust me.
そうだ。確かに。まああのグラスブリッジの方がわかりやすいからね。
Yeah, but it's come on. It's like,
yeah.
The level of engineering is completely different.
これどういうことなの？つまりは。
So.Basically, they weren't able to detect these neutrinos, and they thought that there was a, it was called the solar neutrino problem, and a lot of people were working on this. And it's
okay.
Like, why are there less neutrinos than we're expecting based on our calculations? Part of the speculation was people thought the sun was going to explode.It's like there's not enough neutrinos coming out of the sun. It might be unstable as a reactor.
そういうことか。
As a fusion reactor. Before the discovery of neutrinos, I don't even think they knew that there was fusion occurring in the sun.
Okay.
So neutrinos have been a huge part of physics for a while. And in 1998...Kajita discovered that these neutrinos were doing this identity switch thing.
Right.
And he was looking at neutrinos that had collided with an atom in the atmosphere. And then that was confirmed in 2001 by McDonald. And Kajita is at the Super Kamio Kande, and McDonald's at the Sudbury Neutrino Observatory that's in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, this solved the solar neutrino problem and has changed our understanding of the universe.
So, why was it that? あ、そっか。あれだよね。なんか型が変わってるから少なく計測されちゃうっていうことなんだよ。
I mean, the particulars of why oscillations in the neutrinos led to problems detecting them, I don't know.It's too complicated.
Right.
But yeah, they figured out that neutrinos can take like three different states. Muon neutrinos, tau neutrinos, and electron neutrinos. And they can change from one type to another. So I think we weren't detecting all the different types before. Right. Because we didn't know that there were different types.
Right.
We thought that neutrinos had...zero mass and traveled at the speed of light.
Right.
Neither of those are true.
So which part of this exactly is contradicting with the standard model? Like what?
The oscillation of the neutrinos.
Okay. So it couldn't have been... I mean, from our... 今までの understanding, it just couldn't have been moving or oscillating?
Well, I think under the standard model of particle physics, there was no way for neutrinos to obtain their mass. I mean, it's just, it gets super technical.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's something, I forget what it's called. There's like a particular quality to these things. It's called chirality.
Okay.
Yeah. But we still don't understand exactly how they have mass, but we just know that they do. The interesting thing about neutrinos is, I believe it's the smallest particle that we know of.
Okay.
Neutrinos are way smaller than atoms.
Hmm.
Way smaller.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, like, it kind of... I have no idea about anything about any of this, because I...
Just imagine that there's a bunch of tiny, tiny things...
Just going through ourselves.
Flying through everything.
Right.
In fact, every cubic centimeter of the Earth has 65 billion neutrinos pass through it every single second.
What?
That means every cubic centimeter of you,
right,
has 65 billion neutrinos passing through it every single second.
That's crazy.
What's interesting about this is that for your entire body, on average, the human body will have 4 × 10^15, that's 4 with 15 zeros, neutrinos passing through it every second through your body. So there's just this crazy stream of these things flying through your body.
Do they know how that is affecting us?
We don't believe that it is.
Hmm.
Because atoms are mostly space. The reason why atoms... well, there's two things. The neutrinos are so small that they can go between atoms, through atoms. The only thing that they can hit is the nucleus, right?
Right.
Or I guess potentially an electron as well. But it's still more than 99% space.
So it comes from the sun or like whatever that's going on out
Any
there.
Any sort of nuclear reactions will produce.
And then it's falling towards us because of gravity?
It's being radiated. No, there's no gravitational... There's no significant gravitational effects on neutrinos. Because they're traveling at almost the speed of light.
So why is it falling? I mean...
They're being radiated from the sun and other...
Oh, radiated.
Radiated. So
it's more like a
It's like light. It behaves very much like light. So it's like invisible light that's shining through all of us constantly.
Right.
And
then where does it... And it stops at the core of the Earth? No.
Yeah,
or does it go through Earth?
Straight through.
And what are they talking about when they talk about like it coming back? Like I thought I read something like... なんか 降りてきてる量と なんか戻ってくる量が違うみたいな And that I thought I read that was the mystery.
What do you mean?
なんか
Oh, it's just the mystery was the number of neutrinos detected versus the models that suggest, you know, there are this many neutrinos.
Oh, it didn't match.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh.
But so the neutrinos going through your body thing, if you do the math, statistically, once per week, a neutrino will, just by chance, interact with your body.
Right, with my atom.
With an atom in your body once per week, statistically.
And then there, it lights up?
I don't know. Maybe.
So there's like...
I don't think so, but I don't think any... I don't think anything significant is going to happen. Because the neutrino does... It just doesn't weigh anything.
So it interacts, and then what happens to the atom in my body?
This is a difficult question, but the nucleus, if it hits the nucleus of an atom in your body, maybe the nucleus is moved very, very slightly.
Okay.
Of one atom in your body.
Okay.
The neutrino will likely be redirected.
So the neutrino going through us, is this what these people found out about, or is this something that they knew before these people?
As soon as we discovered neutrinos, we knew they were going through everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why they are detecting them inside of a mine.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah. Ah, そっかそっか. Mm. Ah, そうだよね, of course, otherwise.
So in your lifetime, in the average person's lifetime, 5,092 neutrinos will, on average, hit atoms in your body.
Hey.
5,092. Well, considering that like 4 times 10 to the 15th power are going through your body every single second.
Yeah,
it's the fraction is so small. Like, it's not like 1%. We're talking like 0.00000000, like on and on. 1%.
Interesting. And do they know how it happened? Like, maybe not why, but like how?
何が?
その 5,000回, like, なんでそんなに少ないの? Like, why is it?
Well, part of it is that the neutrinos have a neutral charge, right? So they're not, that makes it easier for them to just, the electrostatic repulsion that's produced by atoms in your body is not going to affect them.
Okay.
Because they have a neutral charge.
Right.
So with that effect out of the way, now it's just a matter of not hitting any nuclei and not hitting any electrons, which okay. is, if you know, when you see like those like illustrations of an atom in like a textbook, it shows like this big clumpy ball and there's little, you know, electrons flying around it, right? But that's nonsense. The nucleus is so tiny, like you wouldn't even see it on the page if they tried to fit.
Right.
If they tried to fit an atom on that page.
Right, right.
Yeah. So these things literally, they have mass. This is what's crazy. They have mass. This is stuff. This isn't light. This isn't radiation.
So that's where it's completely different from light, right? I mean.
What's crazy is that it's kind of more believable that like radiation would go through you, not mass, or you know, like some sort of something like light, you know, radio waves or something could just go through you, right?
Yeah,
and nothing happens. That seems to make sense. But the idea that these things that have mass, like things, are just, you know, going billions of them are just flying through you at just an incredible rate. Is weird.
It's really hard to, I don't know, understand. I guess it's impossible, but
I don't think it's that hard to understand. What's difficult?
Well, I mean, I can be like, oh, okay, now I understand that this thing that has mass is going through me, but you know, it's. I can't see it. I don't feel it. You know what I mean? It's just something that someone is telling me.
Yeah, but this is what's so crazy about it, is that it kind of, you know, draws attention to the fact that you're made of almost entirely nothing.
Right.
Right?
Right?
You're made of almost entirely space. That's why little things can just go straight through you without hitting anything.
だからゆるゆるってことでしょ、うちら。
It's just like a bunch
of... ガラガラってことでしょ。
It's just we're so large that we can't see that scale, right? So we just don't understand that, you know, like the reason why when I touch this table, like this is happening, is not because my... It's not because of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going through everything.Even those tiny little, like, bugs that live on our skin.
Yeah.
すごいね。
And it's real. Like, we're bathing in it right now.
Yeah.
I guess.
Wow. So it's like, この like, eternal expansion of the universe. Like, what does it have? I mean, what would change?
Well, you know who was kind of working on that? Our last guest, Takahashi-san. Yeah, he's the guy to ask that question to.
Takahashi-san, 助けて。
He would know that.
そうだよね。私これ今日あの日本語のあれ何訳？マイケルのノート訳してる時思ったもん。これ Takahashi-san。に解説してもらいたい。あのバカでもわかるみたいなさ。
Yeah. You know, they actually observe the sun straight through Earth at night through like detection of these neutrinos.
Okay.
I believe because the Earth isn't an obstacle for neutrinos.
そうだね。Ah, so だよね。
Like lead isn't enough. Like you can pass this stuff through almost anything.
Right.
Because it's so small.
Right. And it goes through Earth and then where does it go?
It keeps going. Yeah.
Because
we're receiving neutrinos from very, very distant cosmic events.
Ah, so.
Yeah. Like we're receiving neutrinos that are like.You know, billions
wow,
of years
so
old.
So romantic. It's like this neutrino like touches me, and then now it's traveling where? Like somewhere in the universe, like far, far away, right?
Yeah.
All the neutrinos that touched me are traveling.
Yeah.
In space.
Yeah.
As we speak.
You know, how many is that? It's probably only, you know, 1,000 neutrinos or so that have interacted with atoms in your body.
Right.
Out of just trillions of trillions, trillion trillions, you know.
Yeah.
Huge numbers of these things. This scientist, Takaaki Kajita, I like heard...a recording they like recorded the phone call like
okay. Or,
I guess it wasn't I mean it wasn't
like
it
a
was
phone
an interview.
Interview
it was like an interview like
yeah.
All of a sudden they like called him it's like hey like you know I'm from the Nobel Prize committee or whatever like that sort of
right,
thing
right
like, asked him like how he felt about it and stuff his English is pretty good actually
oh really
yeah
でももうノーベル賞取っちゃったからThere's no way he's gonna come on to our show.
Maybe not.
I'll be surprised.
But like all these science guys, like they all kind of have a similar English. Do you know what I mean? It's
like
really、
academic.
Practical. They're、
yeah.
not shy about it.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's, you know,
so
they just make it work. And it's like really, it's like kind of interesting that there's like this type.
Yeah.
Of English.
かっこよく聞こえるよね。なんか発音とかもフラットだったりしない？なんかあんまり変な癖がついてない人が多い気がする。なんかあの普通のてか大学のプロフェッサーとかも多いよね。そういう人、そういう喋り方。I don't know how they get that because it's not like じゃあアカデミックな人はこういう喋り方とかってわけ決まってないじゃん別に。
Well, you know, they're using it for work all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you need
English. How do they end up talking in a similar way? You know, I'm kind of curious.
I don't know. It's just, it's like what you use the language for kind of dictates how it forms, I feel like, long term.
そうだね。確かに。Yeah, that's probably true. Hmm. おめでたいね、でも。すごいね。
Super cool.
そう、なんかあの、若い人とか子供とかにぜひそういう宇宙にもっと興味を持ってほしいみたいなことを言ってたね。
So mysterious, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So mysterious.
Yeah.、ね、
Especially when you acknowledge that it's real.
そうだね。
Because when it's abstract, it's kind of like, oh, well, that's kind of weird. Moving on.、But when you really stop and think, like, what is this thing? Like,、yeah. what's going on here? Like, why?、
なんか全部の根本的なとこだもんね。
Yeah.
All right.
There's going to be more of this too. Neutrino physics is going to be a thing.
Awesome pants. It's、yeah. going to be hard for me.
Yeah.
お話終わりです。引き続き文字起こしのテキストは Apple と Android のアプリで購入できますのでよろしくお願いします。
Yes.
あと猫じゃないファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー売ってるのでちょっと宇宙トレーナーの季節になってきたよね。
Yes, やっと
ちょっと寒いもんね。
Oh, yesterday
今日ちょっと暑かったけど
Yesterday was so cold.
Yeah, 夜とか普通になんかもう秋超えてちょっと冬に近くなってきた。
I just went outside yesterday in a t-shirt. I had no idea what、
oh,
I was、
God.
getting into.
Goosebumps Festival、あの爆笑問題の田中さん結婚したよね。
うん。
おめでとうございます。
おめでとう。
結婚ラッシュだね。
Yeah, it's the thing to do these days.
I don't know about that, but yeah, around us at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. 終わり。
Also, an update for the iPhone application came out.
Oh, cool.
1.11, but it's just a bug issue.
じゃあ、アプリ持ってる人はアップデートお願いします。
It's important.
あ、この間さ、なんかあの、私なんだっけ、コラムでさ、なんか、携帯見すぎをやめたいみたいな話を書いたら、めっちゃいろんな人にこう、おすすめの方法をもらって、ちゃんと全部読んで、はぁって思ってる。
This is a thing.
そっかーって。
This is
そう結構いるよねやっぱりガラケーにしたとか、あえてもう iPhone あのポイしましたみたいな。
I thought about that, but there's just no way that I would go to ガラケー。I just think there's no way because like you kind of have to have a I feel like you have to have a balance between like there's also a lot of really useful cool stuff that this does too.
Yeah, I mean it's you, not the iPhone.Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's me. So, でも、まあ、しかも、I guess it's going to be really hard for us to keep doing this podcast if we kind of ditch all the technology.
Well, But, yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah. でもみんななんかいろいろ工夫してるんだなと思って、やっぱり結構多いよね。
You have to embrace technology a little bit too.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll just be lost. You won't be able to come back.
And you're gonna be.
It'll just take
like
off.
Grandmas and grandpas.
The holographic phones and stuff. They're not gonna make any sense to you.
Yeah. Or the なんだっけ Sharp のロボット型携帯みたいな。I saw like a picture of a salaryman holding it.
Yeah.
It looks like he's crazy. Like he's crazy and he's talking to this little robot, you know. It's cute.
I was watching that show Inside Bakumon last night.
Okay.
And they were doing some like it was crazy like Ota-san had like virtual reality on he was
cool.
at some I'm not sure. It's like some factory where they build likemachinery.
Okay.
But they're using virtual reality for all kinds of stuff now. Because
like
he was、
what?
like climbing into a virtual like crane. And so、
what?
he like sits in this chair, but in his virtual reality goggles, he's inside of a crane.
Okay.
And they're just using the virtual reality. In this case, there was like a pillar that was like blocking the view out of the window. So they like adjusted it and like showed him in virtual reality that it's fixed.
Is this for training?
I don't know what else they use it for, but it was, I was surprised to see virtual reality being used that way.
Was it in good quality? Like the resolution and everything?
No.
Or is it more like the basic?
It wasn't in good quality, but it's not, that's not the point, you know, for
right,
that, for a business like that. But it's interesting to see.
Interesting.
Yeah.
すごいな。いいな。ちょっと一回やってみたい。I want to see.
Oculus?
Yeah, I want to see how sick I'll get. It's like...
The new ones are supposed to be good. That doesn't happen. It's just the latency. And they're bringing the latency down, down, down.
Mm.
At some level, the latency is going to be almost imperceptible. And so at that point, like...
That's kind of scary too, right?
Yeah, you won't even be able to tell that
it's
there's
like any... It's like either way.
Yeah.
酔うのも嫌だし、あまりにリアルも怖いし、みたいな。超わがままだよね。Okay.
Yeah.
終わりですかね?
Also, someone was saying like the transcript for 176番その特別編、高橋の episode.
Yeah.
What had like errors in it and stuff.
Okay.
And I looked and 確かに it did. So,
okay.
直して it's up
again. Okay. Sorry guys.
And I'm gonna be uploading like some old episodes to,
oh yay, like, finally.
はい
はい、お願いします。引き続き終わり。
以上です。
バイ。